It's just if we're going to have a good-looking person on the recording, it's nice to not obscure them entirely.
Yeah, the microphone should really be in front of your face, Samuel. That's much better. There it is.
Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 619. Tyler Dryblad's been sticking his arm into the toilet for 10 minutes. It's your therapy for something that happened to you when you were a pup. How so?
Yeah, that's why my arms are discolored the way they are.
They look, I don't know if it's lighting or healing. They look way less gross than the last time I saw you.
Well, you know, I took a move from your book. I just peeled the entire thing off like a glove. No, I haven't been peeling at all. Welcome, everybody, to another skin-focused edition of the Brews Day Tuesday podcast. We have Emily, and Emily, I'm wondering how you felt about Sam just peeling strips of himself off, because he must do it around you all the time.
Oh, no. The problem is that I'm nasty.
Oh, you peel them off him.
I mean, I try to resist peeling them off him, because it is grosser to do that. But yeah, I love a good peely sunburn.
There was time that, like, 4 or 5 days ago that I was brushing my teeth, and she just peeled off my shoulder, and I was like, this is the most, not sexually, but like...
Yeah.
Physically intimate I felt with you in a really long time.
Upsetting.
It was a little bit the scene from Ghost with the pottery. Yeah. That type of vibe.
I've really made myself sad. I shouldn't have asked, but I did.
You pronounced the word horny really funny.
Yep. What are you drinking, Ginsburgs?
You might have to be a little more specific.
Oh, you're drinking different things. Okay, well, let's start with Emily.
Yeah, dude, we usually do, unlike you and Becca.
You know what? That's true. I was projecting a little bit. But I like to have Sam go last, so Stax, what do you got going on there?
Oh, okay. I have Fair Isle. You know, I spent so long trying to figure out how to pronounce one word that I don't... Addo? Do we think that's Addo? Ado? It's not ado.
A-D-D-O? I would say Addo.
Yeah, Addo.
All right, great.
Probably.
Which is a Saison with red rooibos tea. And
now, let's... Now, well, we're in the pronunciation corner. How are we feeling about rooibos?
I don't know about that.
I googled that one. I feel like I've googled it 10 times in my life, and it still feels wrong. That's what we're going with.
That's life.
It's 5.7% ABV. It's got a cute little mountain on the can. These are facts about my beer. Well, I struggle to open a can.
Because you use the wrong fingers, as discussed.
Not why?
Well, I open my can with great ease, so. Should we have a little small talk? What do you think about the NBA Finals, Tyler?
Oh, man. It's crazy.
Actually, would be really interested to hear. It's always a team from the West and a team from the East. Can you guess either of the teams in the NBA Finals this year?
Honestly, no. I haven't heard like anything about that. Usually, I'm a little more in the zeitgeist than that, but no idea. The Celtics?
Celtics got bumped. Jason Tatum got injured, so they're out. But you guessed an East Coast team. Now guess a West Coast team. Not West Coast necessarily, but Western.
Yeah. No, I got you. I don't know. The Utah Jazz.
Close in a way in that it's so sad that they have a basketball team. The Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, I didn't know that the Thunder was a team. I mean, I knew, but like no percent of my memory was dedicated to that until you said it, and then it got sparked. But Stax has poured the beer over there. slowly and carefully. What you got?
I think every time Emily is on, we should do like the NBA minute.
Sure.
Just like talk unrelated to the podcast and exclude me because it's fun for me.
Also excluded. I don't know, as long as we're all having a good time.
Right, cool.
I don't know about basketball.
This beer smells really sour. Tastes like a saison. I'm not getting any tea notes, but also rooibos doesn't taste anything like tea. So I'm not getting anything that seems like it's not just run-of-the-mill saison, but we'll see as it warms back up.
That's too bad. Luckily for me, my beer has nothing to promise. I have Hofbräu München, Hofbräu Original. Just a German purity lager. It's 5.1% ABV, which honestly is a little bit more than I would expect. I mean, it's no big hitter, but I always expect these to be like 5 or 4.2 or something. It is crystal clear. I can see right through it. It has a lacy head with different sized bubbles. Smells like a frat house basement. Tastes like nothing. There's maybe
radical.
There's maybe a little bit of grassiness at the very end, but I mean, I'm really reaching for that. Samuel?
So I'll just have a beer that's interesting. Well, I guess hopefully I haven't tried it yet, but
that's true.
Fucking better be. So this is called Flashy Blouse by, and now the brewery is hiding itself from me, Dimensional Brewing Company. And I love this. I love this can. It's clearly the Chappelle Show bit of when Prince beat Charlie Murphy at basketball.
Yeah. Oh, that's why you were saying it has a Prince inspired can art.
Game. And the fact that it's 6.9% ABV, I don't think is a coincidence. I think it's because he was a deeply complicated man, but a sexual presence, to be sure. Hazy IPA with Rakau, R-A-K-A-U, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right, and Citra hops. I'm quite sure I'm pronouncing that part right. I love Citra. Sorry, the hops, not the dog. I fucking hate that dog.
You get the energy you give, Samuel.
Citra knows what she did.
How did she even get that medical license?
Oh, man. So this is like a pretty by-the-numbers hazy IPA, but like, but good. Because like sometimes I feel like...
Froze. They gone.
No, you gone, bitch.
Froze hard.
So, Emily, Tyler's gone. He thinks we're gone, but he's gone. And he's a bitch.
I'm back. It froze really, really hard.
No, you froze hard. And you suck.
I'm hard. Suck. What?
It'll come through in the final record.
Do I need to go restart the internet again?
No, this definitely isn't.
It's almost certainly on my end. There's probably it's been a little stormy. There's probably something going on, but so I said that Citra somehow got a medical license and implied she did something bad with it, and then you said,
just like positive things about the beer broadly. Like it's not super duper interesting, but it has like the fruitiness that I've come to expect from hazy IPA. I'm like a little bit over the hill on hazies in that they irritate me so, but I've gotten to a point where I'm like, when I see hazy IPA, I don't go in thinking IPA. I think hazy IPA. Yeah,
right.
This is a total failure of an IPA, but sure. That's not what it's trying to do. And I need to remember that that's not the goal.
Yeah.
As a hazy IPA, it definitely has a look as like a big fruity flavor. And I hate the back end, the muddiness at the back, but I always will. And that's part of what it's supposed to do, I guess. Whatever.
I guess. So true. All right. So we you sent, oh man, I didn't even send the articles. That's crazy.
No, I was just thinking you didn't, but I have all the tabs up, so you tell me.
No, I'll just poop them in the chat real quick. Yeah,
poop them right in my shoot.
I'm gonna poop these farts into your shoot, and then you can poop them back into my shoot, and we can poop back and forth forever.
The thing is, that's the thing that people think about the most with that movie, which I think is incorrect. I think people should think about what that movie is, how that guy like lit his hand on fire to impress his kid and like burned his hand off. That's the shit.
There's a lot going on.
That's more whack.
So I sent you the articles. You also sent me an Onion article. Man cuts back from 6 normal beers per day to 3 huge ones. Made me think of the 3 big ones episode. Damn it, frozen again. Fuck. Missing all of this.
We're getting all of it. You just suck. Well, Tyler's gone. Which article do you think he wants us to go to?
Do we assume he wants to talk about them in the order he sent them?
Probably first. Yeah. So we'll go to dezine.com. Is that how you pronounce that? Well, now he's saying yes. Like, are you dog? Are you here? Are you haunting me? What's going on,
dude? I don't know. I turned off my video. Maybe that'll help. I don't know. But so from the top, you sent me this Onion article. You know, man goes from drinking 6 beers a day to 3 big ones, and it just reminded me of the 3 big ones conversation we had in that one episode with Zach about what if instead of like a million tiny sperm, you just ejaculated 3 big ones.
How long ago was that? Because that. It feels like a long time ago, but it was probably a month ago.
No, I think it was probably a couple years at this point. But
okay, that's good. That makes me feel better.
I should think about it a lot. I'm like, please, this time, let me see the 3 big ones. Am I right, Stax? Am I right?
Yeah. We'll just go with yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
You like it when I put my jizz in a big, big pile and it looks like one big nut, right?
Now, here's a question.
Not what we discussed.
Well, okay, so hold on. Before Tyler, I know you're going somewhere, but we need to pivot hard.
That's fine.
Was not going to be my content. It still is not my content, probably, unless my content is bad and I cut it. But I had my did your vasectomy work test this week?
Yeah.
Which meant I had to bust in a cup and give it to someone, and it was all I could do the whole time not to just apologize to everyone I interacted with, because I felt like a pervert just being like, here's a cup of my jizz. But, these are medical professionals. They know that, handling a cup of my jizz is just, probably the least gross thing to deal with, because they have to deal with, piss and poop all the time.
That's what I kept... I'm sorry. So when Becca was in the hospital, that's what I kept telling her. You know, she was like, I'm so sweaty, it must be so gross. And I'm like, dog, they have to, literally clean the shit out of people's ass. They don't care that you're sweaty.
They have to ramrod your butthole to get the poop to come out sometimes.
I know. They got to put the good poop from one person into the bad poop from another person.
They're thanking the Lord that they get to squeegee this sweat off your back.
Yeah.
Man, nurses don't get paid enough. I know that that's the ice coldest take of all time, but for real, dog, they do not get paid enough.
Yeah. That's true.
Anyway, what Emily was getting at was that I felt inadequate when I busted into the cup. I was like, there's not really that much in here.
You got to get some of that. What is the what's it called? Jizz? Damn it. Never mind.
No, I did jizz.
No, you got to get more of it, though, dog.
Sure, man.
Becca, what's the thing from is important, they were talking about with the load boost, that's what it is. You gotta get some load boost, Samuel.
Is that a supplement?
Yeah, it's a supplement that's supposed to just make you
boost your load.
Yeah. That's it. It's crazy.
I did my signature move. I think of it as my signature move, which is the double tap.
No!
Which is you bust in the cup and then you take 10 minutes to catch your breath and then you jack off again.
Jesus Christ.
And it still was like, you know, only 8 to 10% of the cup filled. And I was like,
oh man.
It's like, I guess I'm a cuck. Anyway,
well, hold on.
That's what Emily wanted me to talk about. What's this article about?
But is that what the vasectomy is supposed to do? Like, is that part of it?
Oh, no, it's...
No, it's just like a nor... They only make one size of specimen cup. It's the same size as the cup they give you to pee in.
No,
so, like, they size them to hold pee, but...
No. Tyler's asking if it's affected the size of my load. No.
Yes!
Same load.
Thank you.
Same load, same smell, same flavor. Trust me.
I'm unhappy. Way back, though, you were saying nobody cares about something. And we cared about what the fuck girl beer was, because we couldn't figure out. Here's a little bit of a follow-up from bonappetit.com. From girl beer to mom water, drinks are getting weirdly personal. Now, this article is actually about, like, a trend in advertising. But the only thing I want to talk about in it is that it explains the idea behind girl beer. Hooray! So,
you pitched this with no context.
I got an Instagram ad and I texted you a screenshot of it because I was like, oh, girl beer is fruity and low ABV. Great.
Yes. So, it was launched by a lady. Marina Domingo Young. So I mean, that's good, I guess. She won the Pitch Slam competition of beer industry news outlet Brewbound. I don't know what that is, but she won it. And it was Domingo Young made a documentary called Girl Beer. This was actually Ray Bubuk, who is also a lady. But anyway. She says that it's kind of like post-ironic, like Riot Girl type stuff, reclaiming the word. So this is supposed to be like an ironic thing, kind of.
It felt a little bit like a Fence City situation. When we talked about it, I forget if that was last week or the week before. But it felt like they were being like, men suck, let's support women, but also... here are some like high-heeled ladies and like, aren't they sexy? And I was kind of like, now what exactly are you going for here?
Yeah. You know, as but a
also,
man,
I think we said last week, it would be nice if we had, some woman folk to talk about this. Okay. And well, now we
just
do.
You know, it's nice to hear your take on this girl beer as a man. But I'd rather Stax talk about it a little bit.
Sorry, I didn't throw it to her hard enough. Jesus Christ!
I was just saying we were on the same page. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I feel like they didn't. They either need to lean into girl beer, like mocking the idea of girl beer a lot harder, or they need to not, because they haven't done a good job. Is the thing.
They're
trying to, like,
true.
Take back the phrase by mocking the concept, allegedly. But all they've done is make a beer that
exactly,
matches
yeah.
exactly what everyone expects it to be. And then
yeah.
market it exactly the way that you would expect them to, except that all of their Instagram ads are weirdly aggressive to some sort of non-existent Connor.
It's a little bit like if, instead of Scary Movie... being what Scary Movie is, it just was like a shot for shot remake of Scream and was like, well, we're making fun of Scream though, right?
Like,
yeah,
if you're gonna make fun of the fact that the industry is like, girls only want fruity beer and they want low calorie, like, either make that beer but don't brand it as like, this is the thing you're making fun of, or make girl beer that doesn't suck.
I kind of would like it if they did both in a weird way. of like a blue pill, red pill situation. Obviously, those are loaded terms, but like, here is your 4.2% fruity pilsner, and also we made this 9.8 barrel stout, and it's like called not for women, or like women aren't allowed to drink this type, like, and like really Dr. be transgressive Pretend. About it. Like, I think that could be fun. And it seems like they're playing this parody bit as safe as they possibly can. And just like, there's nothing to it.
Yeah. It's like they were like, let's make fun of this, but how do we get women to actually buy it? And the only way they could think of was the thing that everyone else thought was how you get women to buy beer. And maybe they're right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I personally would not buy a beer that's just like a light beer with questionable fruit flavors added that shouts how many calories it is at me.
These two beers, I can't imagine. I mean, obviously you hate blueberry, so you're not going to have blueberry lavender. And pineapple yuzu, I think when we talked about this before, I was like, I like pineapple. I don't know what yuzu tastes like, but like, I don't see you gravitating towards that either.
I mean, like, it could be good. I just, if I want a beer, I probably don't want a pineapple yuzu light lager.
Yeah. I had a yuzu and ugly fruit beer on the show that was really good. So I like yuzu, and I think it can done well. But, like, yeah, I agree. Like, it is weird to make a beer where one of the main focuses is how many calories are in it. I've always kind of thought that. Like MGD64 or any of these beers, like, I am not drinking a beer for the calorie count. That's not a selling point to me.
It's just a real damn shame that none of us here among the three of us have a really specific connection to someone who loves beer and is in marketing that could weigh in on any of this, you know?
Well, this is advertising, not marketing.
Jesus Christ. No one knows the difference, and more importantly, no one cares.
I'm just saying, I can ask my dad about it, but he does marketing, not advertising, and that's a different thing. But also, I feel like if I, as a girl, were to go into a bar and order this, I would just get mocked. This is somehow less respectable than just drinking a White Claw.
And the thing is, you're right that you're going to get made fun of, but you would get made fun of a lot less than I would.
Yeah.
And so, like, at that point, like, you can't even stop this at a bar.
Yeah, no, you have to buy this from Whole Foods. Because this is what you're drinking. What about
men? You're stacking your quinoa and whatnot on top of it.
Yeah. Got them, fucking hippies. Stupid fucking hippies at Whole Foods.
Are you okay? You sound like you're about to die.
Yeah, I forgot that you can't tell what's going on. I'm just sucking down kielbasa over here.
Oh, you hit the pipe. You killed your video, so we can't see you hit the pipe.
No. I'm sucking down loads of kielbasa, and I choked on a little bit of kielbasa skin.
Speaking of yummy beverages and foods also.
I'm not eating kielbasa. Wouldn't it be great if I was, though?
I'm just trying to do a transition, dude.
All right, okay.
So there's a game that I threatened to never do again, and I'm doing it right now.
Okay, I already know what carcinization is.
Yeah, well, not that one. but, by the way, I asked Emily about it. I had no idea what I was talking about. Did you ask Becca?
I didn't. Becca, do you know what carcinization is? Oh, good guess, but no. Okay.
Good. Okay.
It's the tendency of things to evolve into crabs.
Yeah, really, my only point there was, like, it's not like a thing everybody knows. Like, I get that you and Zach knew, but, like, it's not like,
okay, you know,
like,
all right,
what does fart mean? Like, it's a thing that not everybody knows. But we're doing something else. We're doing Do you remember the 3T? Do you remember the 3T stand for? Anybody? Anybody? Anybody?
The Turing Test Trials.
That's right. We're doing the Turing Test Trials.
Give me inspiration. Give me inspiration.
From the bottom of my heart, my dog, the next season of D8 is mine to run, and if you remind me of this, I will give you inspiration. That you're will only be for another, like, 8 to 12 chance. Months, but you will have inspiration if you remind me.
Okay.
So, Emily, you might need to look away from the computer, because this is a game, and you will be playing it against Tyler.
Oh, you left that up on the screen for way too long, and all of my brain parts just latched onto the words that I wasn't...
I think I said, stop looking at it, stop looking at it, stop looking at it.
You do that until after I pointed out that I had been looking at it for, like, a minute.
Well, we'll cut that part, so when you really dunk on Tyler, it'll seem like he sucks.
He wasn't going to tell me. He set you up for success and wasn't even going to let me know.
No, sir. Damn. All right, so the Turing Test Trials, as I'm sure you both know, is my knockoff version of the Family Feud, except there's two different puzzles going on at once, and you can pick which one you want to submit your answer to.
Right.
If you get three strikes first, you lose. Or if you have the most points at the end, you win. So kind of you're betting on yourself or against your opponent. Game theory, yada yada. And as the guest, you get to pick whether you want to go first. I'll let you know the questions. Because there's two, because that's the premise.
Jesus Christ.
It's the two are both around having, and I don't know where this came from, how this came to me. If your child is turning 1 year old and you're having a rodeo themed birthday party,
fuck.
What foods would you serve and what beverages would you serve? And those are the
two. Why were you trying to make me lose so hard? You're like, this is something Tyler has no conception of, and also I'll leave the answers up for my wife.
Well, I'll answer your question in twain. None of the three of us have ever experienced a 1 year old rodeo themed birthday party, so like we don't have any particular experience here that you don't have.
Okay.
And the other one is I don't know, my wife's a cheater and she wants to win. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
My love, would you like to go first or would you like to defer?
I'll defer.
All right. You need to close your eyes or look away or whatever, because I have to pull up the thing. You know, I asked my best friend, ChatGPT, for the answers to the question, and what are the five foods, the top five foods for a rodeo-themed first birthday party, and what are the top five drinks for a rodeo-themed first birthday party? Like, very basic.
For some reason, I'm oddly confident that root beer is on the list.
I'm assuming beverages?
Yeah.
I will tell you the one piece of information that I have, which is that he asked about foods first.
Okay.
I did. I fully don't understand why that is part of your but no, it's not on here. Root beer is not on here.
I'm shocked. For some reason, I thought root beer was definitely going to be on there.
Neither is sarsaparilla, and I feel like that is criminal.
Yeah, I would agree. Huh, okay.
It's almost like my cousin Chat doesn't really exist as a human being.
okay, well, that's one for me, one down for me.
One strike for you. Love, you're up. You can pick a food or a bev.
I can pick a food or a bev. I thought... So the reason I said that is because I thought I had to pick foods because Tyler was picking bevs, and the foods were listed at the top of the screen. The bevs were not on screen.
Oh, I see. No, how the Turing Test Trials works is it's the Family Feud if you get to pick between two different questions at once.
This is the most convoluted game you've come up with.
That's absolutely not true.
This is the simplest game by far.
But I don't want to cheat, but I'm gonna cheat.
Oh no! You're gonna win this contest with no consequences.
I don't like how it feels.
Well, you know what will probably make you feel better? If you drag it out more.
Oh, good. That's the answer. I don't know, like maybe some sort of pigs in a blanket situation?
Yeah, pigs in a blanket, or in parentheses, mini cowboy dogs. Why? Bite-sized, mess-free, and loved by both toddlers and adults. Pro tip, serve with ketchup plus honey mustard. And then in quotes here, dipping corral, which... As a phrase, I find really fun. So that's one strike for Tyler, 1 point for Emily. What do you got, Dip?
Show me milk.
I will show you milk. I'll lift my shirt and you'll look at my breasts and you'll see.
Show me those milk. Yeah.
At number three is strawberry or chocolate milk. Parenthetical, milk from the ranch. Why? Tasty, nostalgic, makes a great theme beverage. Presentation, serve in mini milk bottles with paper straws and a cow print tag. Bro, I don't know, man. It's a robot. Robots are stupid. Emily, you're up.
I'm shocked that milk was number three.
Well, you know what always follows milk? Milk. It's lemonade.
And can I, this is gonna seem weird to you, I ask you a follow-up question about lemonade? It's a great bit. Are you feeling more like a cowpoke punch situation or more like a front porch sipping situation?
I guess more like a front porch sipping situation.
Oh, front porch sipping, number five on Bev's. Iced tea or lemonade for adults. Why? A nod to Southern/ranch culture. Offers sweet tea, peach tea, or classic lemonade. Optional add-ins, a splash of bourbon for the grown-up guests. Labeled separately, of course.
You're telling me that iced tea and lemonade combined are a single point in this? Man, AI's bad.
That's an Arnold Palmer. That's just an Arnold Palmer.
Or Nick Weiger, depending on who you ask.
I suppose that's true. Okay, we're gonna go to. I keep forgetting that this is a 1-year-old's birthday party.
Yeah, because it's gonna that's be the like, idea at least.
Yeah, I know.
Tell it to the robot.
I was gonna be like, you know, steak, but like a 1-year-old isn't eating steak. Hamburgers.
Now, is that a food or a beverage?
Let's see. Come on.
You know what's on neither list?
Hamburgers.
Two strikes.
Damn it. I'm not good at this one. I was so good at the last one.
Over to Stacks.
I mean, having spent a lot of time around toddlers, I know that they like mac and cheese, but for a party, it's got to be in some kind of more portable format.
Like a cup.
Like perhaps a cup.
Yeah. I'm starting to think you might have memorized this.
I didn't. I just looked at it.
Number two on foods is mac and cheese cups. Why? Comfort food that works well in cupcake liners or little mason jars. Twist. Add a crispy breadcrumb topping or hide a mini hot dog slice inside. That's, what a psychopath.
Okay. Like, sure, that's fine for a 1-year-old, but how does that have anything to do with cowboys? I'm not happy about that one.
Hot dog. I think anytime you put a hot dog, it's something that's for a cowboy.
Okay. All right. How about beanie weenies?
Is that your third strike?
Fuck. Really? Yeah. Cowboys love beans.
I love Becca giggling at you in the background. So foods, pigs in a blanket, mac and cheese cups, pulled pork / chicken sliders, cornbread muffins.
Are you kidding me?
Fruit. Okay, so number five on here really is fucking with my brand. Fruit kebabs or hay bale treats. A fruit kebab is a kebab with fruit on it, and a hay bale treat is a Rice Krispie treat. I don't know why that's listed as one item.
Yeah, I...
And then I'm on the Bevan,
this.
Number one is Cowpoke Punch, which is fruit punch or lemonade, which is exactly why when you said lemonade, I was like,
fuck.
I was like, which one are you talking about? Because they list lemonade twice because AI is this bad.
It is also wild to me that you heard Sam ask me that question and you didn't Cowpoke Punch.
It's bad.
You see, the thing is, Three Stacks, I'm not cheating.
No,
that's not cheating.
No, that's a failure of you and the metagame. Bad at the game. Apple juice is here, various milks, water. Water is one of the beverages.
I feel, and of course, like Cowpoke Punch is, that's a nonsense thing that a computer just made up. Like, how was I ever supposed to guess that?
Well, you could have guessed fruit punch or lemonade, G.
You're right. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I didn't like that one nearly as much as I liked the other one.
Because you lost this time?
Yeah. Obviously.
Well, now I need to do this one, like, we'll call it 15, 20 more times, and then you'll render your verdict once we've done it.
That's okay. I'd still rather do this than Beers Through the Years.
Hey, that's a great point. I'd rather prep this than Beers Through the Years. It's a lot less work because I make a robot do it for me.
I bet you could make a GPT that you could just upload that spreadsheet to, and it would prep you Beers Through the Years.
My love, I'm sure that you're right. And if you ever catch me doing that, shoot me in the head with a gun.
All right.
Right here. Right between the eyes. Right here. And right here.
I don't want to do that.
I like this. This will make me happy.
You like the part where I'm likely to die?
Yeah, that's a good... Well, I mean, you're guaranteed to die. You're just likely to die from a gunshot in that situation. Yeah, so I didn't like that game, and I also probably don't like the subject of our next article from Dezine.com. We've got Nendo designs bell-shaped beer glass to produce the perfect cheers sound. Kind of sad Zach isn't around for this one, because you know how much he loves articles about new glassware. This is not really designed to maximize taste or aroma. Instead, there are these weird little bell-like appendages on the bottom of the glass that are supposed to make a ringing cheers sound when clinked together. So there's that. It's by design studio Nendo, and it is in cooperation with Sapporo. You can't just buy these, because, again, it's like a high, you know, upscale design studio making it. So customers can enter a lottery to win the limited edition glasses instead.
So I feel like for the sake of the listener, we need to explain that this is like, what if you took maybe like the top 3 inches of a pint glass and glued it to the bottom of a different pint glass?
Yeah,
something like that.
It looks like an hourglass, but the bottom hourglass has been cut way down.
That sand, that ain't gonna last, baby.
Three Stacks hates this much that she's leaving.
She is dealing with our children.
Obviously,
for once, it's not my job to deal with the children. Because she's on. You know what? Come to think of it, I'm not sure why she doesn't deal with it. Well, you know what? It's not worth thinking about. I'll just get in trouble if I think about it too hard. So the idea is here, because there's this, like, let's call it what it is, a vestigial piece of glass hanging off the butthole of your beer. It'll do a bit of ting. That's the idea.
Yes, it'll be extremely resonant. And so now, you know, you get to add the auditory element to your drinking as well. Because that's what was missing, in my opinion.
I know, when I think, what's the underrated sense when it comes to beer? It's definitely sound. Hearing. Yep. That's what I want. Now, this is, like, dumb as all fuck. And, like...
Yeah.
No shit. Like, that's... I mean... My first reaction to this was, this is dumb. And then I looked at it more, and it's like a tad dumber. Not that much dumber, honestly, because I think I understood it pretty much immediately. This is fucking stupid.
Yeah. I guess I get it, like, as a design piece, like a design studio. I guess I kind of get it. But also, I don't care, and this wasn't really worth making. I do think
that as someone who, like, does dishes sometimes,
this just seems this would like be a bitch.
It's more shit to clean. It's more shit that, like, if I'm not careful when I clean it, I'm just gonna, like, break the butt off of it.
Time. Yeah.
Also, you definitely can't put it in a dishwasher.
No, no
way. For sure, for sure, yeah.
That, well, just
I guess they presume that if you're buying stuff from this design company, you have, like, maids to clean this for you.
I guess that's fair. I feel like I wouldn't want these in my home, because I almost never cheers with anyone in my own home.
Cheers.
Interesting.
I said almost never.
Oh, that was not a good cheers. I wish there was a bell on the end of those.
Oh, let's try it a little further away, and let's do the top. No, that sounded like shit, too. You know what?
Yeah, it did.
I'm coming around.
I wish this had been, like, time to honor George Wendt or something, because he just died, you know? Norm from Cheers.
I didn't know he died. When did he die?
Oh, yeah. Like, a week or two ago.
Oh.
So having some Cheers glasses would be kind of funny, but sure. That's not what's going on here.
Well, RIP to a legend. You want to follow that up? You want to follow up a dead legend with your content? Do I have to go check in on the children?
No, I heard heavy footsteps and thought it was the children.
I think that's Barley fucking about. Do you want to be regaled?
I would love to be regaled.
Get ready.
I mean, I can't possibly
overhype this story. Tighten your fucking belt, bitch, because it's coming for you.
All right.
I mean, it's really just another classic situation of Three Stacks not knowing how to interact with people in public.
Were you?
You're right. We should have a sting for that. Maybe now we do have a sting for that.
You're eating a giant sailor-sized lollipop, and it was extremely awkward.
I just hit a button, and that was the butt.
Great. Sam and I are members of the Hop House Mug Club.
Fancy-ass drinkers.
The fancy-ass drinker club. Wow. Still can't say it. Tried two times. Got it wrong both.
Because there's a cuss in there and you don't know how to do a cuss.
It's because this story is so exciting.
So
I'm riveted!
Twice a year, they have member parties where you get a free beer, and that's the main draw of the parties. But they also do a raffle. And we've been in this club for most of the years it's been around, since, like, 2017, 2018.
Like 6 or 7 years, something like that.
We've been to a lot of fad parties.
Yeah.
And we have never, had never prior to today, won a raffle.
There's always a raffle.
Yeah.
I thought there was a raffle.
I like to reiterate.
He likes to reiterate.
I like to reiterate.
You guys, this story is on, I'm on the edge of my seat. It just keeps getting better.
I like to reiterate.
But every time we've gone, pretty much, there are multiple raffle items won by the same person. And it's a different person every time. It's not like one guy always wins. But there's always someone who doubles up. And Sam and I had the conversation before we went. If we won two things, we would definitely, just on the second, be like, nah, we already got something. Pick again. Right? And then today, we went to the fad party. And we won a raffle. And then we won a second raffle. And we both looked at each other with panic. At which point Sam went, no, we already got one. Pull someone else. So they did. Ironically, that person had also already won something, and they did not keep the good vibes going. But then they pulled the tickets for the last item, and we won a third thing. And we tried to wave them off again, but then the next three tickets they pulled were also ours. And at that point, you kind of just have to accept the thing.
Yeah. It got to a point where
it's weird.
Like, we yelled we already won pick again.
Yeah.
And then like two in, people were like, you know, you're supposed to win. If you get that many, you're supposed to win. Which was like just people being sporting. And then a couple later, it's like,
just take it.
You guys are being fucking annoying. Just take it.
Yeah.
Was the vibe. So we did take it.
Eventually. Yeah. Wow. What a situation. What I really took from that story is that you guys think I'm a fucking idiot. How many times do you have to tell me the same information before you think it's going to stick in my little pea brain?
Baby, you know. So, I guess
we might win the raffle twice. You see, there's a raffle and you can win it twice. Like, yeah, you guys, I know. Like, do you think I've had a stroke?
Shut up. That's not interesting. would you win the same raffle twice? Or would you try to pass it on to the next combatant?
It depends on the situation. Am I ever going to see these people again? You know, if not,
you're going to another party with them in 6 months.
That's what I'm saying. If this was a random thing, I'll take everything I win. Because, like, whatever, I don't care. But if I'm going to see these people again, like, this is a club that I'm kind of part of, I would probably want to pass it on to maintain some kind of goodwill.
And how many consecutive pulls would you need for the same item before you said, okay, shut up, I won.
If you pulled one, and I was like, no, pull another one, and then they pulled me again, that would be it. I would just take it.
Sure. Well, yeah. Now we know.
Well, I don't think what you were doing was bad, but... Yeah, probably you didn't need to go, like, four pulls on that last one.
But we did win some big-ass pint glasses and some mugs.
Yeah, what all did you win? What did you turn away?
I mean, most of the raffle things are just, like, pairs of various drinkware. So there were a couple different sets of pint glasses, and then there were some mugs.
Yeah.
We won the mugs and one of the sets of pint glasses. And then we turned away a different set of pint glasses.
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, that's fine. If it's just, glasses, then I would probably only try to accept one set as well. But good effort, y'all.
Great. And what is your super good content?
Well, luckily for me, I have one more article, so we don't have to talk about anything from me. This isn't actually an article, really. It's more of a product. Whims. So... drinkwhims.com. This is something you sent me. It's not really
something Emily beer. Sent me that I sent you.
Okay, it's not beer. It's a little. It calls it a pocket tonic. It is four
Sorry,
milligrams.
Before we
THC.
Get into it, can you tell me, Emily, what you said when you sent this to me?
I believe it was something along the lines of, "Palcohol walked so Whims could run."
So, while I find that very amusing, it's not accurate because this is not alcohol. This is it's THC and CBD. It's a little packet of like mixer stuff with weed in it, and you crack it into a beverage, and it gives you like flavors and also makes you a little high.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's what palcohol was, but with a different.
I
think the vibe is vibe. She's saying,
yeah,
sort of booze walked so we could run.
Just it's, like, it's they the were same, like, no, no, it's no, just... you can't put concentrated alcohol in a tiny pouch that you can put in your pocket, but you can put concentrated THC in a tiny pouch in your pocket to just put it in your drinks wherever, or someone else's drinks. Or snort it.
Yes.
Dips first. I've done a lot of dumb purchases for this show, but you're the lead correspondent. Can you please buy something and let us know if it's any good?
can try to do that. Well, it does say notify me when available, so... Oh, wait, hold on. That's just for one flavor. I can try to get this, sure.
I'm seeing unflavored ginger lime and lemon basil. Yeah,
so the unflavored is out, but they've got ginger lime and lemon basil. Everybody loves those flavors. Yeah. I will try to get this because I think it would be interesting, but I'm also kind of the wrong person for it. I don't like edibles. Like, I just want straight up the wheatus. No fancy ways of getting it into me. But I'll try it out.
I doubt it, man. I don't believe you.
Okay. I don't know. I don't like, there are like THC drinks available around me now. I see them sometimes. I don't buy them like when I go to the liquor store. It's just, it's not super interesting to me. I'm also kind of wondering, like, why they're in, like, packs. As Stax alluded to, that does seem to make it pretty easy to, like, abuse.
Well, I mean, I think you could make the argument about, like, any edible, really. Like, you could trick somebody into eating a gummy bear or a brownie or whatever.
Sure.
But soon I'll be an expert because I just bought some whims.
Okay.
Because I don't trust you to stick to your word.
To follow through.
Yeah, so I bought some of these whims. On a whim.
On a whim. Yes.
I'm starting to think maybe that's the whole fucking thing.
All right. Well, should be interesting. I'm curious. We'll see how it goes.
Speaking of things you're curious about, flavors of various beers, I'm sure.
You guys like tasting things?
That felt weirdly threatening to me. You guys like tasting things. Like, it feels like the next thing's out of your mouth is, what about tasting these nuts? Like, that feels like what you were going to say.
Just because that's what you would have said.
I really didn't mean anything by it, but I do see where you're coming from.
You're not to be trusted, and you need to understand that.
I get it. Three Stacks, what do you think of your beer? I guess we can trust your opinion on this beer.
Yeah, this kind of just tasted like a standard Saison. It alleged that it would express vigorous notes of orange creamsicles and vanilla, and I don't feel like it did that. It just kind of tastes like a sour. Like, all sours just kind of have that sour taste. So I'm going to give this a 5.8, and I'm going to recommend it to Mary, because I think that Mary would enjoy it and would probably pick up on some of the notes that aren't just, yep, that's what a Saison tastes like.
The thing about how it tastes is how it tastes bad.
Sam loved it.
I had one sip, so, like, I don't get a vote, but, like, man, I really didn't like drinking that.
No, it's got one note, and that note is Saison.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well, I don't think Hofbräu München Original really had any notes going on. It's so German, like, it's so Reinheitsgebot, you know? There's just nothing interesting that could possibly happen here. Maybe there's a whiff of grassiness at the very end of this thing. That's about all I could conjure. I'll give it a 5.5, and I would recommend this to people who need a new beer each week for their beer podcast.
It me, I'm that.
What'd you think of your beer? Was it interesting at all, unlike ours, kind of?
Nah, doggy. I had dimensional flashy blouse, and the name of the beer was the most interesting part. It's a perfectly serviceable hazy IPA, but, like, it's not bringing anything that interesting to the table. It's, like, refreshing, but, like, also, who gives a shit? So I'll give it a 6 and say, like, Jed should try it. And he'd be like, oh, yeah, man, cool.
All right. Well, he will never ever hear that recommendation. So that's
totally
fine. Yeah. Ginsburgs, thank you for being on. Always a pleasure.
He's doing finger guns for the listener.
They know what he's doing. They're not gonna know what he's drinking next week, even though I'm asking. He doesn't know.
Usually I will have put a beer in the fridge and forgotten about it, but this time I think I've forgotten to put a beer in the fridge, so I should remember to do that.
Incredible.
Thank you for the reminder, listeners.
Yeah, listener, if there's anything else you want to remind Sam to do, you can email us at BruceToTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on our links at BruceToes.com. And you can blue sky us at BruceToTuesday. Don't let us know. See you next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Here comes a tears. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend.
So there's a raffle.
And so the thing about a raffle is...
It's kind of like a meat raffle, but not with meat.
Which is sort of like a cheese raffle, but with no cheese involved.
I can't tell, like... How much of this is a reflection on you think I'm stupid, and how much of it is like you two are just, you've got the kid brain and you can't fucking communicate anymore.